C-35. Private jet, Milan to Denver. If there had been any question about Emma Ford's level of exhaustion, it would have been decisively answered when she fell asleep in her welcoming seat on Timo's plane prior to the takeoff process, which normally had her on edge. Timo, who had been lucky enough to catch a few more hours of shut-eye than Emma had over the last few days, informed her that President Slater had made a second comment in support of the GSC following yet another day of medium-scale protests in various locations. "It's another indirect comment," he called back from his own forward-facing seat. "I don't want to say that Slater is hedging her bets, but if she was fully committed to supporting Godfrey and fully confident that he was going to stay in power, don't you think she would be saying these things on camera instead of in low-key statements through her press office?" A few seconds passed. "I know she's been deliberately avoiding getting drawn into anything with either Cole or Godfrey, but I can't help but think we can read between the lines here," Timo went on. "Don't you agree?" After this second question, only really asked because Emma hadn't immediately replied to his first, Timo turned around and belatedly realized that she was fast asleep. Despite having told her on several occasions that she didn't have to work quite so hard during their short stays in Italy, he couldn't help but feel guilty for her tiredness. Jet lag was an additional issue that she had been wrestling with, and upon considering this, he then couldn't help but feel admiration for how long she had lasted before finally nodding off. "I'll wake you when I see the Rockies," Timo whispered, despite knowing she couldn't hear him. "Just like you asked."